When you go see a play at the Guthrie Theater, recorded trumpets remind you that it's time to down that drink and hustle to your seat. Once inside, the lights go down and the curtain comes up. On stage, actors pretend to be someplace they're not. While many productions transcend the stage and pop to life, some theater professionals believe that site-specific adaptations add an extra dimension. Their argument, if the play takes place in a church or a ratty motel room, why not stage it there? Such was Gremlin Theater's approach to After Miss Julie, which is the story of a rich woman who has an affair with a male servant. Instead of building a set that resembles a servant's kitchen, Gremlin staged its production in an actual servant's kitchen. In this case, the servant's kitchen at the James J. Hill House in St. Paul. Actress Anna Sundberg starred in the title role. She loved that the audience had to traipse through an ornate mansion before finding its humble kitchen.
When they enter the James J. Hill House, coming into this beautiful mansion that is clearly the residence of someone extremely wealthy, and then descending and then descending and then descending down into this area that is not as nice as the where you came in, and then this kitchen that's old and worn.
With its beat-up wood floors, plaster walls, dirty hooded stove, and huge butcher block table, the servant's kitchen served as the perfect setting for a drama centered on class distinctions.
We're meeting the servants now as soon as the play opens, because we're not going up into the ballroom, or we're not in the room that has the organ, you know. There's like this huge organ in the James J. Hill House, but we're here, and she's cooking kidneys.
An unconventional setting can pose challenges. Lighting the space was tricky. Only a few dozen people could squeeze into the kitchen for a performance. Still, Sundberg says Peter Christian Hansen, he's the Gremlins artistic director, couldn't get enough of the surroundings.
I just remember the first day in the kitchen, you were like so giddy, Pete. You're like, why should we ever do theater in a theater ever again? This
right.
is so awesome. Yeah, basically, like, we had the best set we could possibly have. It was the exact room we needed.
Gremlin is far from the only company to experiment with site-specific settings. Sundberg says she's seen plays in an empty swimming pool, an art gallery, on a city street, and inside a dilapidated building. Last summer, actors Laverne Seifert, Sarah Agnew, and several others placed Chekhov's The Cherry Orchard at a historic house in New Ulm, Minnesota. Sarah Myers is a theater professor at Augsburg College. She's also a playwright who adapted The Cherry Orchard for last summer's effort.
There's no reason why good theater, good performance, solid acting can't happen in many of these other forms. I've seen some of the best acting in venues outside of very traditional theater spaces.
That might be due to the close proximity of actors and audience. Myers played a maid in The Cherry Orchard.
We were a foot and a half sometimes from audience members, in other cases actually physically touching audience members. There's a point where I fall on the ground, and I remember the first time I did that with audience members there, and someone's foot was 2 inches away from my face. And so your relationship as an actor with the people around you ultimately changes when you're that close.
At about this point in the interview, I realized that Myers and I shared an intimate moment during The Cherry Orchard.
I dance with audience members. A number of the actors dance with audience members.
You and I danced together.
We did dance together. I'm remembering that now. It's true, right? And some audience members are not as willing to dance as others, which is interesting. I mean, people can kind of negotiate their own relationships to the performers in this kind of work, which I think is really exciting, provided that they don't feel too on the spot.
If you missed The Cherry Orchard in New Ulm last summer, don't fret. The Minnesota State Arts Board awarded Laverne Seifert a grant to stage it again this summer at historic houses in Taylor's Falls, Worthington, Little Falls, Blue Earth, and Kenyon. Maybe you, too, will have the chance to dance with a comely maid. For KFAI, I'm Todd Milby.